This is the most honest podcast.
Get a new hobby.
Who did you vote for? Oh my goodness. We're here.
We're live.
And we're ready to rumble.
Rumble, rumble. Alex, how you tumble?
Oh, I'm tumbling over and over again. And again.
I've watched you. And I didn't reach out.
No, I'm not a gymnastics kind of person. I'm not into the
that kind of thing.
Flexibility. I can barely even touch my toes, so
that's better than most people.
Yeah, I'm so unflexible, it's insane.
I am as well.
It's like I can't even put my arm across my chest.
I can't even. Never mind.
Yep. That's the best one that you could have said.
Yeah, I couldn't one up you.
Nope. So guys, let's just be honest. This is the Tucked In Tea podcast.
I was scared. I didn't know what you were about to say. This is the Tucked In Tea podcast. My name is host Trent. This is host Alex.
Hello. How are you?
Are you talking to me or listeners?
No, the listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to you.
Tell them how you are.
Okay. So just send us an email. Tell us how you is.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, man. So it's been about a week since last week.
Pretty much.
It's been a week since last week. And since we last recorded. Last week we recorded, we mentioned that we would do a lemonade stand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If we got five patrons. And I know everyone's on the edge of their seats. The ones who joined, they're like, oh, my goodness, did we make it? Trent, did they make it?
Nope.
Nah.
It was kind of close.
It was kind of close. We had two new patrons, so I want to thank you guys.
Thank you both.
Let me remember their names. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I see it there.
Oh, yeah. Andrew was one, and then there was another girl. I think her name was, it's like Emmeline or something.
Yes, it was.
Yes. I don't know these people, I don't think. Do you?
I don't think so.
Sweet.
If we do, I don't
I know. I'm so sorry if I know you. But hey, come up and shake our hands and we'll put her there for you.
Put her there.
But seriously, thank you. They got to see the exclusive video that I made when I was 16 years old.
Yes.
And so you guys can also see that along with an after show or video every week. And I'm sure you guys will enjoy it. Patron, just $1 a month. We did lose a patron.
We did?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that or not. I'm not going to call her out.
I usually cut my losses and go home.
Yeah, I'm not going to call the person out, but
we don't do that here.
I know who you are.
I don't, and I'm going to stay that way. I don't want to know who you are because I want to have an unjaded view of you, unlike Alex.
It's over for me. Our friendship is over.
All right. Well, Alex, as we continue in this introduction part of our podcast, can I just mention one thing to you?
Do it.
This is the Tucked In Tea podcast.
That's right. I thought we said that when we were being honest.
Oh, that was a lie.
Oh, that's not good. Thou shalt not.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Please don't. Well, Trent, let's go ahead and let me know about your week.
My week was pretty normal in most senses.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Actually, it was a kind of a long, crazy week. I, this week, did a couple things that I usually don't do.
Mm-hmm.
One, I went to the mall.
I never go to the mall.
I rarely.
I heard a crazy story about the mall.
Really? Go ahead.
Yeah, so sorry to already interrupt your week story. But there was a police chase that went through the mall. This guy was running for miles and miles.
What?
Yeah. And so I know someone who worked in the mall, and the guy who had a mask on, he had a gun in his pocket, and he ran right past her as she was going to lunch.
She should have tripped
him. Court. She could have been the hero. I would have tackled him probably.
You think so?
I think so. I think I'd just get into it. I've always wanted to play football. Mom, you didn't let me.
Wow.
It would be my chance. But yeah, so she literally had this, I don't know what he was running from or for, but
adventure found her.
Yeah. But she didn't take it by the throat. She just let it go by.
Wow.
It's okay.
That's crazy. How long ago was that?
I don't know.
Probably years ago.
So it wasn't really a story being told to me. Like, it was all in this like bus circle, and like she was saying it to someone else.
So you eavesdrop.
Well, like it was all the group, so it wasn't like specifically to me. So I would, didn't have the liberty to ask questions. Oh, and stuff like that.
Is it eavesdropped or eavesdropped?
Eaves.
Eavesdropped?
Yeah, you're dropping them eaves.
Hmm.
Dropping them eaves.
Do you know what an eve is?
Christmas.
Christmas Eve. I know an
New Year's Eve.
It's like the hangover of a roof on a house. That's the eve.
Adam and Eve.
All right. So my week, I did go to the mall, which I never ever go to the mall. I did that. I also did some PT this week.
Oh, you went to parental training.
No.
Oh, you went to
pepperoni time.
Did you?
No.
Oh.
I did. I did not eat a pepperoni this week.
Why not?
Because I skipped pepperoni time. But I did go to physical therapy this week, which is also something I never do, obviously. And then I did a sure thing this week, but we don't have to talk about that right now. Or not ever.
Just yet.
If you don't want to.
We will. Oh, we will.
So yeah, it was a little busy, crazy week, but it was great.
Tell me about pepperoni time / PT.
Yeah, so I went to some physical therapy this week because of my, I don't know if you recall, I mean, I know you do, but for those of you who are on the other end of our speakers,
mm-hmm.
who just get to hear our majestic voices.
You're so lucky.
No, well, anyway, so if you remember, I had mentioned a couple weeks ago, well, a month or two ago, a month and a week ago, maybe, that I had had an accident. Well, my neck muscles inside my neck decided just to be not okay with it still.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of all, the guy was trying to explain it to me, like how it happens. He's like, okay, when you ride a bike, what do you do?
Pedal.
Like, he said, the first time you rode a bike, what happened? I said, I probably fell over. And he said, okay, well, how were your hands on the bike? Were you kind of like gripping it loosely, or were you like squeezing as hard as you could? Like for dear life. And I was like, well, I'm sure I was probably just like squeezing as hard as I could. It's like, that's what your neck muscles are doing. It's like something like that has never happened to them before. So they're just like, what do we do? Well, we're just going to hang on for dear life. And they're squeezing and squeezing. So we said, we just have to release the tension. So, okay. And so he did some stuff. It felt really good. But, you know, half the stuff they told me to do, I was kind of like, this seems silly, but then it helped for some reason. I was like, how did you know that would help me? How in the world? He's like, all right, put your hands on the wall and just like squeeze your abdomen. And I was like, what? And he's like, just do it. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, how's that feel? I was like, it actually feels better.
Who figures that out?
He's like, you don't know it, but everything's connected in your body. And I was like, well, I hope it's connected. I mean, I hope I'm not all over the place.
He goes, now crack your big toe. Yep. You like that? That's right.
Well, he told me something like that. He said, you know how many people have shoulder pain? Or hip pain because of their shoulders. I said, what? That seems so not right. But anyway, it was helpful. I'll be going back, so I'm sure I'll get more stories. Okay. But it was different.
Is it once a week for you?
Twice.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, well, he said, do you want to do once or twice? Whichever one gets it done faster. So he said twice. Okay. Let's do twice a week then. So I'll go in when this Monday, when this drops, I'll be just close your eyes and imagine me getting a neck massage.
Imagine him pushing against the wall.
He also did like the whole like grab a doorway and like lean back. And I was like, whatever.
He was messing with you at this point.
He's like, okay, how about this? He's like, eat this pepperoni. How do you feel?
Rub your tummy, pat your head. Go ahead. Does that feel better?
Play Twister. Come on.
Right hand.
Right hand.
Knee bone.
Anyway, so that was a blessing.
And you went on Monday and...
Just once this
just
week.
Once. Okay.
It was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was last Tuesday. So, yeah, that happened. Have you ever been to physical therapy, Alex?
I have not.
Oh, okay. I was really interested to see what you would have gone for.
I'm so thankful I've never gotten a boo-boo bad enough for me to have to do that. Because I feel like I would be so not into it. Like, I don't want to do this. I just want to be better now.
They'd give me daily exercises to do.
Yeah. Are you doing good on those?
Great.
What are the exercises?
The same ones that we did. Push Against the Wall.
Okay, okay.
It's the same exact ones.
So how many days out of the week did you do it?
A good amount. Enough.
All right.
I don't want to disclose that.
Okay, all right, because your mom's listening.
Because mom and Nan are
here. You've done it every day?
I actually take it every hour. I do
sometimes them. Twice. Oh, my goodness.
This sometimes twice.
He's committed to getting better.
Oh, man.
All right, yep. Trent's mom, he's doing him. I've actually seen him multiple times.
Well, look, do you see me on this wall right now?
He's doing it right now. Trent, stop.
My abs.
How's your neck feel?
Better.
Huh. You'd be surprised.
Well, well, well. Enough about me. So I also this week went to the mall.
Oh my goodness.
What?
I have a crazy story about the mall.
At least, have you ever been to the mall?
A couple times.
Yeah, what'd you buy?
Oh man, I've been to the mall to buy plenty of thing. I've bought pants, socks, shirts.
Do you
think
one time
a hat?
Really?
Top hat.
What?
Nope, I lied.
We don't do that here.
Oh, I forgot. We're being honest.
Yeah, we are.
Yep, like you're doing your things every day. We're being honest.
So, back to the mall. I went to the mall this week to buy a new suit. Why are you? You good?
I'm imagining your mother's reaction.
To right what? Now.
To you doing your exercises every day.
Yeah, I'm responsible. Anyway, Alex, enough of exposure. I bought a suit this week.
What color?
Navy blue. But that's why I went to the mall. And I was really in need of one.
Were you in a mask by chance?
Yeah, I had something. I may have had something in my pocket too. I ran past a girl.
What? Was she wearing Auntie Anne's?
Yes.
Was anyone chasing you by chance?
I don't know why, but yeah.
You were on the news, my friend.
Really?
Yes.
I was really scared because I'm like, why is this guy chasing me?
The helicopters.
I was trying to get to Dillard's before they closed.
You're like, I just need a suit, please.
Please. Get me to Men's Warehouse. I was just trying to beat the clock.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, okay. Well, you did it on Tuesday then. Your PT.
Yes.
You did that.
And then I went to the mall right after.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You packed that day in.
And then I went and got a haircut. So it was a packed day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. I texted you that day or something.
You probably did.
And I was like, oh, do you want to... I forgot what I was going to ask you, but anyway, not important. So Monday for me...
You said, are you busy or something? Anyway, yeah, Monday for you.
Monday for me...
It's Alex time.
Started out just like any other Monday. The sun was shining, the birds were tweeting, the geese were flying in from the north. And I experienced a phone call with my father, multiple phone calls actually, during my work day. And during this work day, I was like, we were conversating about the car issues and things that I'm going through right now. Yeah. And so like, I think I mentioned it that I'm looking towards a new car, whatever. And the insurance is doing stuff with my car now. And anyway, it was beginning to get really becoming real on Monday. And like out of nowhere, I was like, oh my goodness, okay, I need to get this car back to home.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, how to do that? And so I'm trying to figure this out. And I'm also like trying to still work because I'm at work right now. And so I'm not like trying to only do this, but I'm like cleaning and on the phone at the same time and thinking through, man, what I'm going to do. So there's a point in time where I was like, Trent, I didn't think Trent, but
Trent. What about me?
There's a point where I was like, I'm going home tonight.
You think about me
after work? No, I don't. Not often.
Oh.
But there was a point where I was like, I'm going home tonight. I live 6 hours away from where I'm at right now, 6.5 hours. I was like,
you went home Monday night,
and I was like, I'm gonna work, and after work, I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna drive home. And so that was the decision. And so I got off work and I was like, okay, well, here we go. So I got off work and I filled up gas, came back to school, changed, got dinner, and I started driving.
Wow.
Home. And well, as I was driving, my parents called me and they're like, "We want to meet you halfway."
Oh,
and I was because they had already said that earlier in the week.
That is a blessing.
Earlier in the day, the conversation, and they're like, "We want to meet you or something because we don't want you to drive this much." And I was like, "No, no, no!" I was just like, "I do not want them to have to drive," because the next day they were leaving. They're flying.
Whoa.
To Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yes.
Wow.
And so I was like, "I don't want them to do this," but I have some of the best parents
in
the world.
Did you meet them halfway in Hawaii?
And so, yeah, halfway point from Oklahoma City and Nebraska
is Hawaii.
Yep. So I just drove to Hawaii. No, actually, the place that we met up has some significance of this podcast.
What?
The exact halfway point from Oklahoma City to my town in Nebraska is Emporia, Kansas.
Really?
Yes.
I have shivers.
You got shivers. Chills.
Oh, I need Narbus to sigh.
So if you guys remember, me and Trent had a road trip. I think we tell a story in the story of us, that episode.
Yeah.
And,
oh
yeah. So we broke down in a car ride back down to Oklahoma City at Emporia, in Emporia. And we pulled over into a rest station. And that's where I met my parents.
Wow, the same one?
Yep. Same.
At the McDonald's?
Yep. I have a video of it too and everything. Just of me going around and being like, wow.
Last time I was here, this. I was scared for my life.
Look, you remember this? Now it was a McDonald's when we went there.
What is it now?
But now it is a Taco John's and a Subway.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. I didn't have to eat the McChicken.
I could have had a sub. That's insane.
But it was super cool. And I got to see my parents. That was so awesome. And I was super thankful. And I just got to spend like 20 minutes with them there at the rest stop.
Good.
It was super fun.
Even 20 minutes is just a breath of fresh parental air.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I really loved it. I'm glad I got to do that. Like, I didn't regret it at all.
And you
I
didn't did, have to spend the night anywhere?
I didn't. I did have to drive for 7.5 hours, though.
Yikes.
After a day of work in school. And then I got back back here on campus about 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a little bit before 2 o'clock. But, mm-hmm. And then I woke up and I had a class at 7:30.
What?
Yeah.
How did you not tell me about that?
Because I was saving it for the podcast.
I don't think I could have been that patient.
I was so
patient. Is that why you're a little irritable that day?
What?
I'm joking.
No, I'm never irritable.
Right.
Yeah.
Help me.
That's right.
Wow, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wouldn't have had to meet them halfway, would you have just gone home and drove back the next day?
Yeah. So I probably would have skipped classes. And I probably would have not gone to work.
Wow. So it's a good thing. You didn't have to miss class or work, but you did miss some sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little bit. But I actually, so my mom told me that my sister...
That you don't need sleep.
My mom said I don't even need to sleep. No, my sister's coming up to my home to watch over my not my son. Not my son. My brother and my grandma while my parents are gone. And so, mostly for my grandma, my brother's fine. He's independent. But, and so I thought she was going to be there on that Tuesday. So I was like, oh, I could see my sister too. And so I was just going to make it a little day and a half kind of thing. But then she's like, oh, no, she's actually coming Wednesday.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not staying for 2 days. So,
yeah.
So that's why I was open to the halfway.
Uh huh.
And so, yeah. But I had a good time. It was kind of tough. Like,
yeah.
I was like, man. I was already tired at work.
Oh, I bet.
I'm driving 7.5 hours.
So.
And.
Go ahead.
I was looking at some energy drinks.
I was about to ask. I said, so did you. I was literally saying, so did you have an energy drink?
So. I had the choice. And I stayed true to my word. I did not have an energy drink.
Wow.
Yep.
That's respectable. Put her there.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I was just, I don't know. I don't know what it is, why I don't take them, these energy drinks, but I just don't. And so I chose to not, and I was fine. So it was a good time. I don't even remember what I did. Like, I have no idea. I don't remember the ride at all. I feel like I was asleep.
Oh, that is bad. That is really bad. You probably should have had an energy drink to at least boost your brain.
Yeah, but then how would I have gone to sleep when I got back?
You'd have been fine. Your Maybe. Body's been like, yeah, we're good.
Maybe.
We're fine.
You don't know that.
I do. Not. Alex, did we get some stuff this week?
Oh, by stuff? Do you mean...
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, we did get some of that stuff.
That stuff.
Uh-huh. And so, we have two, if I'm not mistaken, or do we have three? Maybe two.
I see three.
Oh, I didn't see this new one from 12:37 a.m. Goodness.
Go to bed.
Go to sleep. All right, unless you're driving home from Emporia, Kansas.
All right, start us off.
Okay, I'll start us off with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Teach Them.
Yes.
He says, okay, guys, this is getting crazy. Almost every episode, I'm fighting myself to be tucked in some way or another.
What?
This week, it's both. One way and the other. Tucked in because I have indeed been in front of 500 people, which was my tucked in. Am I locked in, locked out? And he says, tucked out because, well, I like pickle chips.
That was mine.
Ironically, I do not enjoy pickles of any variety. But I guess he likes the chips, okay? Does this mean the opposing tucks offset each other? Let's take that official review.
Well, welcome to the booth. And I think under further review, he remains neutral.
Good. Okay, neutral. He says, mind blown, your friend, Mr. Teach Them. Thank you so much to our friend, Mr. Teach Them.
Wow. I also got a pickle chip lover that texted me. Our friend Kyle.
I had like three people.
Really?
Yeah.
Guess that was a no-go.
Yeah.
Sorry, was made.
And it was all everyone who did. It seemed like there's a direct correlation that everyone who did not like pickle chips spoke in front of 500 or more people. I don't know what it is.
That was a bad week for me, guys. okay, next one here. From Shelby. She says this. How do you make a handkerchief dance, Alex?
Well, you take it to dance class and you tell the instructor to...
3 years of lessons at least.
Yeah. And then you put on some boppy music.
Boppy.
And I think that's when it would start to dance.
Maybe perhaps like this piano in the background?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear that or not.
Hope not.
Because I remember whenever we had that, what we thought to be music, you didn't hear it.
So. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's funny, though, how noise finds its way to us.
I know. There's no reason for there to be noise in this building right now.
We picked a building that's closed.
It is absolutely closed.
It's off limits, and yet there's noise. Okay. So, no, you could do that, but the easier way to make a handkerchief dance is you put a little boogie in it. Like boogie from the nose.
Goodness.
But also boogie from your toes.
Ew.
Like boogie with you.
Oh.
Don't make that face.
No.
She says, hey, Trent and Alex, keep up the good work. Every time I listens, I always laugh.
Thanks for listening.
By the way, Smart Water is a Coke product. And I also know a guy. Winky face. If you ever need to hook up, I got you.
Yes.
Shelby.
Please get us. Send us some
Smart Water.
Tangible fan mail.
I talked to this guy this morning on the phone.
Did he say he's sending Coke and Smart Water?
No, but I could ask if you wanted me to.
Yeah, let's formally ask him right now.
I don't know if he listens.
Well, Shelby does.
That's true.
Shelby?
Go ahead.
If you don't mind, Trent and I would like to request Smart Water.
Smartest. We need to be healthy. Whoa. Did we just get more?
As we speak?
Never mind. Go ahead and with the next one. I missaw that. Next one.
Oh, I see that one from Adobe. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I've known Adobe.
Your payment has been declined.
Yikes. Okay, read the next one, Alex.
Oh, from Joshua. Cool. Okay. This is our fan man, the man. He says, locked in, locked out, locked out. Don't be embarrassed to be a ghostie. It's that's what I was embarrassed about last week. It is a bathroom hand dryer. It looks bizarre. I believe it's technically a fan. He shows us a picture of one. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
The Dyson.
It looks like an upside down T. In a sort of way.
Oh yeah, a little bit. He says, this week I'm locked in because I've, in a way, spoken to or at 500 plus people. At least I think. I was in a play in middle school. In between the 6 performances, we definitely got to at least 500.
So he's doing a cumulative?
I don't think so. I'm saying, like, I think it's like there's 6 performances, so at least one of the nights.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing. I don't know if he's adding. He didn't strike me as a math kind of guy. Oops, I swear.
He doesn't strike me as intelligent. What? What is that supposed to mean?
I didn't say that, what he says. I said math.
You all heard him. You heard him. Call him out.
I'm joking, Joshua. I'm joking. He says, I'm locked out on so many levels. I like pickle chips. In ninth grade, my English teacher gave me pickle chips on his birthday, so he's known for that.
Oh wow, so that's his thing. Pickle chips are his thing.
Joshua the Pickle Boy. He says, I've run a marathon. That's disgusting. Why'd you do that?
Our friend is gonna run a half marathon.
That's gross too.
Anyway.
And he says, the deeper layer is that I've actually run 2 marathons. One last fall and one this fall.
Get a new hobby.
You know, I'm glad you're doing that.
No, man. It's great for you.
But that's just, I can't imagine it.
I can't do it. Okay, I shouldn't say I can't. I don't think I ever will do it. I don't have that much oomph.
I don't have that mentality to run that much. I have a story about running, but anyway, what?
I don't know if I could ever do that.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were trying to say something.
No, I'm sorry.
Anyway, he says, finally, ghosties are the best, and sorry for the lack of fan mail lately. I simply forgot multiple times. Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
You're not obliged.
You kind of ran, you're running a marathon.
Yeah, if you're running a marathon, then you can skip a couple times. He says, keep up the great work. You guys are fun to listen to. Imagine if he listened to us while he's running a marathon.
We could... If he does right now, should we help him? Keep going. Don't give up yet.
Dude, run. Come on.
You're halfway.
Dude, your Brooks are keeping up just fine. Good.
Don't look at that guy. No. No, don't look at him.
Right foot. Left foot.
Right, left, left, right, left. Wait, no, that's not right, left.
Now jump.
Tuck and roll.
Push him out of the way. He's trying to gain on you. He's gaining on you.
Oh, that's crazy. Good fan mail this week.
Yeah, that was great. We can go ahead and end this, and I have a tiny little story about running.
All right, and in 3, 2, 1.
So, I have always been interested in Christian clean comedy, apparently.
Yeah.
I've always had a...
What's not to like?
I've always just had a desire to do it. So, when I was 16 years old... I just was very creative, I guess. I don't know. But I started a Christian meme page.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this.
Yeah, I actually just recently showed you a meme from it.
Yes.
But one time I had gained somewhat of a following. I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to brag, but...
3.5 people?
it was a few hundred, I'll say that.
Whoa! Okay? Yeah. I didn't know I was with such a social media star.
You know, back in the day. And it was no one that I knew in real life.
Wow, that's cool. Anyway.
Well, technically I had people, but they didn't know it was me. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I posted, I had this following, and I was like, I said, for every like that this post gets, I'll run 1/100th of a mile.
That's hilarious.
So for every 100, for every 100.
What a promotion.
Mile likes, I'd run a mile.
Wow.
And so I don't know why I was so worried about getting likes. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But I got like 600 and something likes.
Oh my goodness.
And so that was a slow day, my friend. I usually got thousands.
Then why would you offer to run that much?
I don't know. I just
said, I'll eat 1/2 of a pickle chip.
I was a sucker for the pain.
You should drink that apple juice stuff.
So I did. I ran a mile. I have that video somewhere, actually. I made a video.
Of you running for 6 miles?
Of me, yeah. Because I
selfie mode
made
or?
A little thing, kind of. I just made a little video about it. I don't know where that is, actually. But anyway, yeah, I did that. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And so I ran like 6.5 miles in one day. That's the longest I've ever run by myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive. I've never run that far. I've done a 5K once, and I almost died.
Really? Where was that at?
Back in my hometown. I had no training, but I said, I'm running today. I woke up in a running... I woke up in a running mood, and so...
That's so funny. I just imagine you wake up, you're like, hey, we're going to go run a 5K. You want to come? Yeah, let me put on some shorts.
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically how it was. I slapped on my basketball shoes and I stepped out the door.
He's running in LeBron's.
Pretty close. They almost look like LeBron's.
That's such a funny thought to me.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But I did that and I shouldn't have.
That's fun. That is fun. Okay. It is election week.
Yeah, it is.
Tomorrow, if you're listening on Monday. Today, if you're listening on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we will have a new president.
Wow.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
Oh, wow.
I remember election day being such a big thing when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, it's still a big thing now, but as a kid, I remember it being, like, so huge, and it was election day, and my parents, they'd go up to the nursing home, which was in our neighborhood, and that's where people would vote.
And that's where she got her advice?
Yeah, we asked Marge. We said, Marge,
tell me,
where are we going? I'm looking for pro-life, I'm looking for, and for pro-family.
She pulls, like, old brochures out of the, under her bed. All right, here's our options.
So we got this guy.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, and so I just remember that, and I remember, like, sometimes waiting for them to come back and be like, who did you vote for? Oh, my goodness. You know, I was so excited about
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I still remember the election between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Obama.
I don't remember what year that was, but I remember that one. Yeah, it was just so big, and so now as an adult, now it's my first time voting. That's so awesome. And so...
That is...
You just made a funny face.
Though. I'm so sorry. That is really cool, Alex. It is my first time as well.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I'm like...
We're adults now,
so
Alex.
Cool.
We're big people.
We're adults, all right?
Anyway.
So go ahead, vote. Your vote is your choice. Wait, what?
Huh?
It's your voice is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
That's what they all say.
All right.
But seriously, go ahead, vote.
For real, do it.
Come on, hey. You can't complain about the country if you don't vote. Uh-oh. Am I stepping on a couple toes?
What was that?
Me stepping on people's toes.
Oh, ouch.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, elections.
Yeah, let's all welcome the new president.
Hey,
welcome him to the office.
Oh, prediction. We actually have an interview with him on the Patreon. It is coming out. This today. On Monday.
It's coming out this today.
On Monday. So we have an interview with
Monday.
The Presidente.
All right. On a different note.
On a different note.
Make sure you vote.
Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
Who's Reese?
What?
Who's Reese? Because one of my favorite candies, Reese's Pieces. Who's Reese?
I sure don't know, but I'd like to meet him.
Because in my head, I literally just became cognizant of the fact today, or not today, this week. Because I was like, I always said, oh yeah, Reese's Pieces, Reese's Pieces. Oh, I love Reese's Pieces. Oh, I love Reese's Buttercups. I love all that, you know. Wait, did I say I love Reese's Pieces?
Cause yeah.
I don't.
What?
Reese's Buttercups.
You've lied a lot in this episode.
I started off with saying, hey, let's be honest.
Yeah. Kind of misleading.
This is the most honest podcast.
You won't find a better one. You won't find a more honester.
So let's be honest.
All right.
Who is Reese?
Who is Reese and why do I have his pieces?
But I didn't know that, like, it just, like, didn't even make... when I thought of it this week, I was like, wow, that's a name, right?
Yeah.
I've always just been saying Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's. Oh, I love Reese's.
Who's Hershey?
I think I know that one.
Who's Mr. Skittle?
I know Hershey because Hershey is the the town that it was in.
But think about this. Who's Mr. M&M?
I just thought about that. Wow.
Who's Mike and who's Ike? Where's Mr. Starburst? Huh? Where's he at?
Who's Good and Plenty?
What is even that?
You don't know Good and Plenty?
I do.
Oh, it's known as the worst candy alive.
Yeah.
I can't stand that candy. It's pretty bad.
Did you know Reese's has a university?
Reese's University?
You can enroll.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get candy?
I don't know. It's like a university, though. You should look it up.
I might get my doctorate in chocolate.
Huh? That's funny. That was good, Alex. Should we move on to in and locked in, out, locked out in?
Locked in and locked out. Here we go.
Here we go. Okay. We kind of addressed last week.
We basically did pretty much all of it, but
we just have to give new ones.
Yeah. So thank you for being locked in. If you were, we appreciate you all.
No thanks if you weren't.
And yeah, if you weren't, then come on.
Come on.
So for this week, I got to get a little bit harder with mine. I feel like I had to make up for it because mine seemed to be way too easy. I had like 7 people. It was a lot of locked ins.
I had one for you too. Someone told me.
It's crazy. Everyone.
How come everyone communicates with you more? I don't want people blowing up my phone, but come on. Make me feel loved.
Go ahead. Give me your phone number and then they'll give you a call.
5. What if I say all the numbers between now and the end of the episode, and you just got to put it together?
I like that.
Okay.
So my locked in.
One thing that I want to say. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Catch that.
Shh.
I want to help Tim.
No.
My locked in for this week. Okay, I've got to get real hard, real specific, because I got to make up for it. I just feel really bad.
Terrible.
I've been crying.
His eyes are red.
My locked in is someone who's walking upstairs right now as you're listening.
That was a lot harder.
A lot harder. But I hope you're high stepping. Come on. And my locked out is someone who cannot
blink.
Okay. Someone who has discolored hair. Not discolored. That's not the word I was looking for. Unnatural colored hair.
If your hair is just transparent, if you got clear hair, let us know.
I'd actually like to see that. No, that's basically just bald, huh?
Whoa. Mind blown.
Anyway, so if your hair is unnaturally colored, so that's not like your hair doesn't naturally go pink, does it?
Mine doesn't.
Probably not. And so if it's like pink or purple, blue, pink. That is like
pink, maybe blue and pink, and then maybe some blue. Also could be pink.
Green. So yeah, if you have something like that, or I want to say if you have had it, but that's more like a locked in kind of thing.
Sure.
We've had some people with some rough past.
Yeah. I remember my chartreuse hair days.
I had blue in my hair for a little bit.
What?
When I was a kid.
I had green hair once.
It's because I got a haircut from Great Clips, and she was like, "You want color in your hair?" And I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
I looked at my dad, and I kind of
gave you the nod.
I had like a little spike in my hair at this point.
Okay.
And then I was like,
"Bring it back. You should bring that back."
So like, I kind of just did that look at him. I cannot no longer do that.
Okay.
I looked at him and he's like, "Go ahead." I said, "Yes, please."
I'll take blue.
And so I got blue, my brother got green.
Mm.
Cause we were trying to be like the Wildcrats.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You're Martin.
Yeah. Anyway, those are mine.
Okay. For my locked in, let's see. Okay, locked in if you have 5 siblings. Okay. That's my locked in. Very specific. I'm not thinking of anybody, but I'm just saying. Five siblings? You got it. As far as locked out goes, my locked out will be... Oh, man. Locked out.
He's thinking.
Oh, man, I can't think of a good locked out right now.
Think about maybe like where they were born or something.
Okay. If you're born in Ohio.
Ew. Yeah, he hates Ohio.
I wouldn't put it as a hate, but.
He does not like Ohio.
All right. If you're born within Ohio or 65 miles of Ohio, you're done. You're my locked out.
Get out of here.
Oh, but we do have Ohio listeners.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. My friend Rusty and his brothers.
Uh-oh, hopefully he doesn't listen this week.
Sorry, guys. Can I make an exception for them?
No.
Sorry, fellas.
That's just tough for them. You already failed. No, go ahead and pick another one if you want.
No, that's fine. I'll stick with it.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
All right, so if you were born in Ohio or if you have discolored hair, you are locked out.
Locked out.
And if you... What did we say our locked-ins were?
Mine?
Mm-hmm. What was your locked
five in? Five siblings?
Yes. And mine was if you're walking upstairs. So,
yes.
Be locked in, be locked out. But all we
you
care
have
about.
7 days to figure it out.
Is if you're listening. Oh, that's a good rhyme.
Yes. And I snuck another number in there.
Oh, my goodness. This guy is so much ahead of me when it comes to mentalities. Today, do I look normal right now?
Do you want me to answer that honestly?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the honesty podcast?
You look fairly normal. Yeah, I'd say normal.
Okay. So today I was, you know, visiting houses and, you know, I just knocked up to one. I wasn't even doing anything weird. I don't think. I didn't like make a special face.
Like there was zero things wrong with my appearance.
I just felt normal, I guess. And I had a good night's sleep and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I opened the door, and the moment she sees me, she goes, "Oh, you need to go to sleep. You look tired."
What? That's rude. Wow.
The second she saw me.
Yikes.
"Oh, you need to go to sleep. You look tired."
Yikes.
And I didn't say anything. I had no idea what to say. I said, mm-hmm. I just looked at her with like a smile on my face. I was like, okay. All right, have a good one. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
I guess I'll go sleep now. Yeah, but I was just like, okay.
Yikes.
Thanks, lady.
Like, thanks for that.
So I guess I just look dog tired.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow. How many visits did you do?
13.
Maybe 8?
Nope, 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about, do you have anything else that you had maybe thoughts this week?
No, it was full of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like 76 thoughts, but none of them worth saying.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
My mom, so I told you that my parents are in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And they sent me pictures. It just looks amazing.
Beautiful.
It looks amazing. And so... I literally want to go so bad. I cannot wait till someday I go to Hawaii. Anyway, you know, she sends me these great pictures and stuff like that. And she also sent me a minute's worth of video of two pigeons.
What?
Just like pecking at each other.
Hey, find pleasure in the simple things. Huh?
Just a minute worth of pigeon pecking. I thought it was, I enjoyed it still.
That's hilarious.
Because it's Hawaiian pigeons. They're different. No, they're not. They're not different at all. But I really did. Wait, what was I going to say? I really do enjoy hearing all the updates about my parents.
Yeah.
I feel like a grandparent who's just showing pictures of their grandchildren and like telling people about their grandchildren. Because like I've told so many people this week. Yeah, my parents. Yeah, they're in Hawaii. You want to see a picture? Look at the picture. Oh my
god! Yeah, you've told me several times.
It looks so cool. It looks so cool. I'm just
so many times.
It makes me so excited. It's their 25th anniversary. They deserve it. I love you, parents, mama, dada. That's what I call them.
Yikes!
I don't. I don't.
I know you don't.
This last week was We had what was on that 31st, October 31st?
Holiday?
Nope, it was Jared's birthday.
Oh yeah, our friend's birthday.
Yeah, nothing else important happened on that day. So no. We just want to thank you, Jared, for that.
Thanks for being born.
Yeah, you're a cool guy. I know you're probably not going to listen until a couple months from now, but it's okay. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Guy. We went to Topgolf for his birthday.
Yep, sure thing.
Sure thing. There's a club called the Sure Thing Club.
Yeah, and I used it.
Every hit.
I didn't do too bad either.
He did not do bad. It was kind of aggravating.
Yeah. I like to be aggravating.
I can tell. Irritable. That's just you. And so, hey, whatever. Well, Trent, I guess we're probably looking at winding this thing down now, huh?
Yes, indeed.
This one went by quick for me today. Today, like the not the day, but this podcast, it went by fairly quick. I didn't know if I was going to be ready for it because, like, it's so gloomy outside that I was like, dude, I don't know. I feel so tired and, like, yeah, everything. But, no, feel good.
Feel great.
Feel good. I hope you guys enjoyed this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Shall we talk about some stuff?
Yeah.
Spiritual stuff?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This is a verse in Proverbs 14. I read this one on the 14th of October, but it has stuck with me still, this verse. Verse number 4, it says, "Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of an ox." So, that's obviously like a metaphor, symbolism for... he says, "Where there's no ox, the crib is clean." So, you know, if you don't have any ox in your barn, then it's going to be clean. But it says that there's much increase by the strength of an ox. So
yes,
like, there's value in it, and there's value in having that ox. You can get stuff done, and work can be done. So it's like there's two sides of it. Yeah, you can have no ox, and you can have a clean, you know, barn, or you can have an ox that gets dirty and to clean it there. But there's much increase from the ox, and so, in my head, just like dropping that into my life,
yeah,
or dropping that into the listeners' lives, you kind of just think, okay, yeah, let me think how I want to phrase this. I didn't think about this. Where the tracks stay in your car, that, you know, you don't have to have an awkward interaction, but there's much increase in handing out the tracks. There's much benefit in handing out the tracks. Okay, so where there is no time of investment in other people, in prayer, in Bible reading, and things like that, where there's no time in that, then there's time for other things that you might want to do, and more time of whatever. But there's much increase in the other thing, and so it's really, I guess, well, how would I even put this into one sentence here? To see value in the things that take work, I guess is what I would say.
Yeah,
there's value in the things that take work. You know what? I was cleaning buses, and I saw this Bible sitting on a seat, and I picked it up, and it said, and I just like picked it up and I opened it, and like the random page had a note, and the note said, "If it comes easy, it's seldom worth it." And it just like has stuck with me still.
That's good.
And it made me think. I was like, yeah, if, you know, not everything obviously, but most things, I was like, yeah, this just came really easy. It's not like worth it. It's not like, yeah, there's not much profit or value to it. And just even throughout some things this past week, that I just been able to see the value in the things that you put work into. So whether it be your relationship with God, mm-hmm, relationship with others, your evangelism out to people and telling people about Christ, it takes work, but there's so much value in it. And so just seeing that value is kind of just been on my mind this last week. I finally got to a thought there. That's, it started good. Very
We watched very it broad. All happen.
All right, go ahead.
For me this week, just something a little more simple. Just that to remember, even when you can get discouraged and things may be looking bad, don't forget what the Lord has given you victory in the past and how he's been faithful, because he'll do it again and again. So just remember the victories and the things that he's done in your past, even though you can get discouraged thinking on the present and whatever situation you may find yourself in. Just remember, he is a faithful God, and that's one of his amazing characteristics. He's faithful, ever faithful. And so don't forget that. What he's done before, he can do again. Just keep living in faith and in his strength.
That's good. That's good. Well, Narvis says, you mind if I actually take today's Narvis says?
I think he doesn't like me anymore, so yeah.
Hey, so he wants to just make a sandwich of this podcast. And so he's going to define for us, not define, but tell the origin of the term eavesdropping.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, here's how it evolved. He says, Old English roots. It has Old English roots. The word eaves refers to the edge of a roof in the part of the, or boom, against the wall. Trent already said that. When it rains, water would drip over the eaves and fall to the ground. Eavesdrops is the area on the ground where the water would drip. That's what we call eavesdrop. That drop. They're the area there. Standing there, people could listen in on conversations taking place inside the house.
Wow.
Without being seen.
If I had to guess, that's exactly what I would have guessed.
Over time, the term came to mean a person who lurked at the eavesdrop to overhear conversations through windows or doors, and then now it has evolved to secretly listening in.
Pretty cool.
On conversations.
Pretty cool.
The evolution of eavesdropping.
Wow. Okay.
That was intense.
Yeah, that was a little scary. Ooh,
Man. Well, that was a good sode.
Yeah. See ya.
Episode.
I'm kidding.
Thank you all to who are listening. Man, oh man. These 20 weeks could not have gone by quicker.
That's very true.
I've had such a blast doing this. That was the last one, so.
Goodbye forever.
See ya. Just kidding again. Oh my goodness, gotcha.
False ending.
April Fools.
In November.
No, we have so much enjoyed this. I hope you have enjoyed it a little bit. And I hope you're telling your friends, maybe, who, you know, if you hear someone go, man, I'm looking for a podcast. Go ahead.
Would you be looking for one about
nothing?
Tucked in tees? But really, they don't talk about tucked in tees.
Or would you like that? So, you know, you could do that there. You could support us by following our Patreon. $1 a month. Link is in the description. Or you can talk.
What? What?
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
All right. Okay.
Like I said, there's an interview with Trump there on our after show. And so you can do that, or you can, what else can they, follow us on Instagram if you would like to do that.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You could.
If you really want to. And just let us know you're listening by sending us an email at tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com. We'd enjoy that. Just tell us a story. Tell us something relevant or irrelevant.
Or very irrelevant, actually. That'd be helpful.
Just tell us something. I don't care. Maybe what you had for breakfast.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Bagels. Bagels.
Biscuits and gravy. Okay, so
what?
That's going to be all. We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked
in.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked in Tea Podcast.